You're listening to SBS News.
There are few more important relationships for Australia than that with Indonesia. So it was no surprise to see the star treatment given to the leader of the world's fourth most populous country on an official trip to Canberra. Joko Widodo met Prime Minister Scott Morrison and his cabinet before addressing both houses of the Australian Parliament. Mr. Morrison and opposition leader Anthony Albanese were both effusive in their praise of Mr. Widodo and his country. Australia-Indonesia relations often make news when they are at their weakest points. But those are points Mr. Morrison was at pains to downplay.
Of course, as our modern relationship has matured, there have been many times when we haven't agreed. That's only normal in the relationships between friends, where you have to deal with a multitude of challenges. But respect underpins the trust that we have formed. Our countries work hard to understand where there are differences rather than focus on them.
Mr. Albanese presented Mr. Widodo with a colourful mosaic bowl from the bushfire-ravaged town of Mogo on the south coast of New South Wales as a way of thanking Mr. Widodo for his nation's contribution to bushfire relief efforts. But Mr. Albanese's contribution also sought to highlight the challenge of climate change, an issue on which his opposition is currently attacking Mr. Morrison's government.
On areas like the Law of the Sea, Indonesia has played an absolutely critical role, and we would also look forward to working with you on the challenge of addressing climate change, which is a threat to both our nations.
But events were, for the most part, bipartisan. Mr. Widodo even offered the most Australian of openings, "G'day, mate," for his speech, before comparing Indonesia and Australia to characters in the Hollywood movie Avengers Endgame. He says Australia and Indonesia are forces of good, and when forces of good unite, just like in the movie, a common enemy can be defeated. Mr. Widodo says bilateral appreciation between Australia and Indonesia is entrusted to the young people of both countries.
I would like to propose a notion of Ausindo Wave,
Australia-Indonesia Wave,
Australia-Indonesia Wave for the youth of Indonesia and Australia. We need to promote the trend of close tie between Indonesia and Australia to our youth, and
we must
encourage the love for Indonesia amongst Australian youth and vice versa, the love for Australia amongst Indonesian younger generation.
Mr. Widodo then went on to pay Australia perhaps the ultimate compliment.
Indonesia and Australia are destined to be close neighbours, and we cannot choose our neighbours.
Namun kita memilih untuk bersahabat.
We have choose to be friends.
Sahabat paling dekat
Australia
Indonesia.
Is Indonesia's closest friend.
At the heart of this particular visit by Mr. Widodo is economics. A trade agreement between Australia and Indonesia passed the Indonesian Parliament last week. It's aimed at boosting trade between the two countries, which is already worth nearly $18 billion per year. Under the agreement, 99% of Australian goods and services will enter Indonesia either duty-free or under a significantly better preferential tariff arrangement. Indonesian goods will enter Australia tariff-free.
And I very much believe an open and fair economic system will be beneficial for all. Collaboration is the key word. Collaboration will create opportunities and to develop new centers of economic growth and to find solutions for the global economic challenges.
Prime Minister Morrison emphasised how important it is that Australia gets benefit from the Indonesian economy, one of the fastest growing in the world.
Indonesia will be one of the star economies of the world over the next 10 to 20 years. And this arrangement, this mutually beneficial arrangement, will ensure that our economies are linked for this exciting period of growth in the years ahead.
As part of the deal, Australia will open Indonesia's first foreign university campus through Monash University in Melbourne. Australia will also consider lowering its travel warning for Indonesia and making travel between the two countries easier. Sunil Awasti, SBS News.